Time for a cut-in from Rock on the Range with the OGs on the grid.
Hey, this is Heather here. I'm excited to be sitting with Lacey, former frontwoman of Flyleaf, and I have to say, your new CD, Impossible, is fantastic. We're here live at Rock on the Range. Hi, Lacey. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. It's fun.
So I know there was, some controversy kind of in a little bit of way when you parted ways with Flyleaf, but now it seems like you've really come into your own. Not only are you a mother, but you're a hell of a rocker. So do you have any words of wisdom for someone like me who is, a woman who's in rock that likes to be strong and powerful? Like, get the message out to the women that it's okay to be a rocker.
Yeah, I think the best thing we can do is grow in our soul, always. Always be growing in your soul. Always be knowing who you are, what you want, because when we know who we are, that's when we have influence, and that's when people want to know who they are, you know what I'm saying? So it's not about looking around us and seeing how to compare, and that's a trap a lot of women fall into. And I think that once you realize you have a voice and you have a different DNA from anyone, you have a perspective no one else has, so you need to make sure that you be true to who you are and express that. And so don't let being a woman be a gimmick. We are beautiful. We are unique in the way that we're intuitive and all those things about being a woman that's beautiful. But that's not your identity. Your identity is the depth of who you are.
Absolutely. And the music, especially the words of Soldier, I love that song. I heard you singing out there live. I have to tell you, it really moved me. The music that you write, and then obviously you're an author as well, does that come just from experience or just from your soul?
I think it comes from talking too much. I can write a lot because I can talk too much. But yeah, there's definitely editing process. It's very helpful for making you look smarter than you are. But yeah, it comes from just feeling like, the reason why I wrote the book is not because I wanted people to hear about all the crap that I did.
Right.
It's hard. It's a hard thing to do, to write your failures. But once you do that and you admit those things, then all of a sudden people realize you're just like them. And the difference might be that you made it through, and that you pushed through, and that you had some hope or some faith to get you out of it, and then you used that darkness to bring light into other people's lives,
Absolutely.
And we can all do that. That doesn't separate everybody who has a story of destruction. It can be turned to some kind of glory if we let it. It's hard because it's humiliating in some ways, but once you allow yourself to be humbled in that way, then you can be lifted up. I'm standing on a platform of my failures and letting that glory out of all of it, and overcoming those things because I was willing to confess and be like, yeah, I struggle with self-hatred. I hated people. I hated myself. This next book that I wrote about the mist is called The Mystery. It's about being in an affair and how just humiliating it is when somebody you feel like you were deceived. That's humiliating to realize you're deceived. But to realize when you come out of it that you can find out more about who you are. Why did I fall for that? What was wrong with me? And how can I heal from it? Then all of a sudden you have this, you're empowered.
Absolutely.
And you can empower others,
And you definitely do that. Your CD is fantastic. Your cover of Roxanne absolutely plays all the time in my car. Thank you so much. I know you're in limited time.
Oh,
huge fan. Again, thank you, Lacey. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.